Bungee jumping. Before the woman leaps off the 160-foot platform, she sees the tear-colored ghost of her body. Beneath her feet, far below her, a man watches. He has gracefully hauled her sweaty backpack, weighed down by novels and heavy crocheted dresses, bought for her by the man before him. He has come this far but will not go higher, despite her brief begging. He puts a bandana over his eyes, either to shield the heat or pretend he's not afraid to watch. She calls down for him to jump, but he won't. Whether he's too wise or weak remains to be seen. Whether she is careless or fearless is beside the point. The point is this: from that height it's so bright she can see the city below her toes. Now she is back in her body that is my body, mine and mine alone. Now I am back, looking down at you, back to that time of perfect paralysis. It doesn't matter what sadness happened from there, how your pool exerted too much gravity, how I wanted you to ascend to greater heights. That's also how you and I were perfect. When it came time to jump alone, the distance between us had become natural as air, but sad as a last breath. So I took a breath and begged the assistant behind me, "Just push me, push me, push."